So I think Frank Press, in fact, was making some speeches maybe two or so years ago, who was talking about this cross-discipline priority setting. But at that point, I don't think he was presenting any sort of mechanism to make it happen.
Well, Frank has used our report in his presidential speeches at the Academy and as a model of what he thinks ought to be done. And he is also, as do many other people, he has his own views as to how it would happen. My own view is very simple. I tell you, I think you give them a carrot and people will run after it. I think it could happen that way.
We're drawing very much to the close here, I think, but is there anything else that you think I might have omitted in what we've talked about? You mentioned there were two points at the end you went back to, which I hadn't asked about. There was the Irvine meeting, went from those. Were there any other things that I omitted sort of in this sort of macro look at how the committee was put together, how it did its work, some of the consequences that you think are important that I haven't asked about?
Well, I think the LIGO issue is a significant one, which you may have heard about. Have you heard about the LIGO issue?
Is that the gravitational wave? Mm-hmm. Right, because that, as I understand it, that has been knocked out. Have I got that right?
Well, what happened was that was proposed and to our committee as a major new initiative in astronomy. And there had been strong support for that at NSF and at Caltech and at MIT. And if you look in the recommendations of the panel reports, there's a strong support under one of the panel reports for the laser interferometric gravitational observatory. It's called an observatory. But you will find not mentioned once in our report. So it did not receive the recommendations of our report. And that came as a shock to a number of people. It should not have come as a shock to them because Frank Press gave us permission to inform NSF ahead of time that we were, that this was going to happen. So I think after the Albuquerque meeting, I wrote, which was almost a year before our report came out, I wrote to the NSF describing that result in writing, in a letter which we all have. Every bit of paper that went through me was approved by all 15 members of our committee and by Frank Press. So formally, we told them that we weren't going to discuss it. And we gave some indication of our reasons, but a brief indication. Then there was, as I say, a briefing of all members of, of all the Appropriations and Authorization Committee about as early as a month before our report came out. And one of the questions, since this is the largest single initiative that NSF has, it's $230 million. And it was advertised as, it still is an observatory for astronomical purposes. And it was being presented to the Congress almost simultaneously with our report. In fact, what happened was that Walter Massey, who had been in Europe on a sabbatical prior to that, came back and presented to the Congress his budget for NSF for the year that our report was coming out. Our report, of course, didn't address that year. And he described it as one of the greatest advances in science since the discovery of X-rays and describe what a wonderful thing it would be for astronomy. And shortly thereafterwards, there was a meeting, one of the Appropriations Committee, I think, in the House, where there was testimony about our about LIGO and other major initiatives. It was the largest initiative of NSF. And Robbie Vogt, who was the director of this observatory, astronomical, described what a wonderful astronomical observatory it was, as he did in the panel report. One of the things that we did in our panels was make sure that we had on the panel the most effective spokesman for each of the major initiatives so that they could make the best case in writing to our survey committee. And so they did make a very effective case there, and they described it as a wonderful new observatory, and Robbie did also. But he was sandbagged by somebody on the survey, on the staff who presented to somebody in what must have been a staged activity a note saying, and this person apparently dramatically read the note at the meeting saying, I have just received notification that the Astronomy and Astrophysics Decade Survey does not recommend your project, Dr. Vogt. What do you have to say about that? Well, poor Dr. Vogt knew nothing about it. Nobody knew anything about it. Nobody was allowed to know about it. People in Congress were allowed, you know, were confidentially briefed on it. But nobody had said anything to Robbie or to anybody else. And of course, he was sandbagged, and he made some statements which were not accurate about our report. Because he didn't see it. And nobody saw it, and we could not respond. What's more, I was called to say whether this was valid or invalid statement about what our report said. I was constrained not to comment. I could not speak until the day that our report was published. So that was that led to a lot of political activity. There were from the at the part of Caltech particularly, there was an attempt to force our group to change its position. Threats made by Caltech administrators.
These are coming directly to you.
I haven't recorded. Left a message, a very heated message. You know, you must change this. Been misunderstood. Very disastrous. We will denounce the committee as unqualified. This will undermine all of your astronomy recommendations if you don't change this one, because we will demolish your committee. It's not a question of whether they were there or not, because I have a person who otherwise I have been told is a very excellent administrator, called and left those threatening remarks on my machine. So that led to a lot of activity, pressure on Frank, who did not put any pressure on us, pressure to get us to change our position in Congress. In the end, we wrote a clarifying description that explained, I think the key phrase was there had been no substantive support for LIGO as a major new astronomical facility in the 1990s. Whatever it is, it's a public letter that we were forced to make write in response to questions from Congress. But it was, you know, an accurate, every statement we made like that was a consensus statement. I think it was widely misunderstood. I did not comment publicly on that, other than this letter that was a letter submitted by all 15 of us as a summary of our position and transmitted by Frank Press to the Congress. But we took a lot of flack on that one. As you can imagine, it's still the largest single initiative that NSF has in a capital investment.
Right.
And it's an stated to be an astronomical observatory. It is not recommended any place in the decade survey. It's not commented on any place in the decade survey. And it does not have a numerically, you know, it does not have a numerical ranking among the physicists, because the physicists don't make numerical rankings. And I don't. So it's an anomaly. But I would say that that was the flashpoint for this survey. And I don't know whether I did the right thing or not in that connection. But I simply took the criticism from the LIGO people, personal as well as criticism of our survey. I never responded to it. I got letters and, as I say, threatening phone calls, but I never defended what we did. I never argued with anybody, people that I'd known a long time as scientists. I would say were, in a couple cases, good personal friends who were, had the most to lose by this, and who were extremely upset with me about it, and who wrote and called me about it. I didn't take the phone calls, and I never responded to the letters. In some cases, there were letters written to me about that omission of LIGO from our report, which were widely circulated and intended to show that our decision not to discuss LIGO in the decade report was incorrect, or that I personally had been the architect of that decision, or that I was wrongfully involved in that. Never responded to one of them. I don't know if that was right or wrong. I just decided, you know, that's something. I didn't get into this business to be involved in a plus, and I'm a scientist. I'm not going to respond to that, even to my friends. I have no idea whether that damaged my credibility or not, or whether I should have said what I thought or what happened. I was constrained not to say what really happened, because A, everything that happened was a consensus view of the entire committee, and it was important that we only say things which were, in fact, in writing and in part of the committee. But also, everybody made their own personal discussions of what they felt about the scientific merits of every project, believing that they were saying it to colleagues in confidence, and I couldn't very well compliment. I couldn't very well comment on what was said without undermining the process that we'd gone through. And also, people have different memories about that. But that was the one thing that I regret about this, because I think what the LIGO people did not understand was that they couldn't have had a better friend than me within the activity. But I was the one that got it. I took the punishment because the process that we went through led to a judgment which I supported. I think it was the right decision to have made within the priority system that we worked, which was what was best to do for astronomy in this next decade. It doesn't comment on what should be best done for engineering or for physics, but for astronomy in the decade of the 90s. It did not appear in our list of things to do, and I think what appeared there were the best choices. But I felt personally misused by the LIGO people attacking me personally for a decision which was the decision of our committee, and I think one in which I did as well for LIGO as anyone could have done in that situation within our criteria.
But you're the chairman. So
but I was the chairman, so the buck stopped here. But it really did stop here. I decided, even Frank asked me to respond to one of the letters that was written to me by a very distinguished scientist, whom both he and I respect very much as a scientist, but accusing me of lots of things, and in particular of making sure that this decision was what the decision was. And I told him that it was my policy, and it served me well, that whenever I could to defer responding to things about which I had a strong emotional reaction for as long as possible, because I found that when I didn't do that, I regretted it. And this was a case in which I thought I was being criticized for things that were not accurate and not appropriate. But I managed to put it off so long that I never responded to them. I'm happier, I think, for doing that. I'm not sure that I'm better respected for doing that, but I never responded.
Were there any people anywhere in the process who resisted the notion of planning in astronomy? Or was that battle long over?
Well, there were people who, as I said, resisted prioritization. But by and large, by the momentum of the process, were swept aside, or swept along. I mean, when they understood that you know, they either argued effectively for their project within the prioritization, or their project didn't do well, then with all of their philosophical concerns about whether we're better off prioritizing or not, the people who were concerned always got a boy. There was just an incentive for doing so.
Well, maybe there are other things that come to mind when you see the transcript.
Probably not, because as I tell you, I generally don't comment on transcripts.
Or if there's anything else important that comes to mind right now that I've omitted.
I should say that one of the things that I found in the composition of the committee that was important was that the people are all be excellent scientists, busy doing their own work, and therefore not interested in spending a lot of time in meetings. For me, that was very important because I didn't want to spend a lot of time in meetings. I hate meetings. I want to spend my time doing more productive things. And there are people who enjoy meetings. And oh, yes. I found it was very helpful to have people who, like me, wanted to go off and do their own thing. And that turned out that the committee was... The survey committee itself was composed of people who felt that they were very busy in their own things and didn't want to have unnecessary meetings. And I'm very grateful for that.
Well, if there's nothing else, let me say thanks very much again for taking the time. It's really